are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning is Crystal Hansen and Cindy Meyer. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And you are with Countryside and talking about a new program, which sounds really exciting. OMA, tell us a little bit about the background of the program.
Well, OMA, O-M-A, is Opening Minds Through Art, and it was developed in 2007 by a doctoral student who has a degree in both art and in gerontology, and she wanted to create a program specifically for people with memory loss and enhance just their art abilities and focus on what they still can do versus what they can't do, and that's how OMA was developed.
And it sounds like a wonderful program. And of course, like you said, it's been around since 2007. So how did it become, you know, discovered here in South Dakota and brought to Pierre?
There is a mutual friend of mine. This Denise Lewis is from Madison, and her mother died of dementia. She was an artist. She did pottery and poetry and painting, and she wanted to leave. She sold all of her mom's art supplies and wanted to have it in honor of something in honor of her mom. So she mm-hmm. trained five of us around the state to be facilitators for OMA, and we're the first one kicking it off in the state.
That is great. And from what I hear, you're doing it a little differently than others have as well.
We are. A lot of times it is in a facility in a nursing home provided to the residents, mm-hmm. and we are having it for people in the community to bring their loved ones who are at home or living with family. And so we are a little different than the norm.
Yeah, I like that. You're taking a really, what sounds like a really great program and just kind of putting a spin on it for you here. And what types of, I know you have volunteer training today, but what types of things are, you know, going to be available through OMA as it, you know, gets up off the ground here?
Well, today is our first volunteer training, and I want to make sure people know it's only our first.
Right.
So if you missed today, but you still are interested in being a volunteer and pairing up with someone with memory loss, there will be future volunteer trainings. And then next Tuesday is our first art class. We have a few spots left available for people with memory loss who might want to come and create some artwork. And we're going to run for 6 weeks, one class a week for 6 weeks, take a couple weeks off, and then do another round of 6 weeks, including a volunteer training again each time. And then we're planning on doing an art show as well.
Ooh, that will be fun. Yeah, so great opportunity to get folks involved as, you know, the folks with a memory loss to be part of this. And also, if you want to volunteer, maybe there's not somebody, you know, in your immediate family or that you know, but you would like to help out, this is a great opportunity as well.
It is.
So if, you know, there are families out there who have somebody they would like to be part of the program or they'd like to volunteer, how do they get involved with this?
They can contact us at Countryside, and we can fill them in with any information that they need. Volunteers don't need any art experience. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be a good listener who would sit next to someone and be there supporting them as they create some abstract art.
That's great. I mean, because there are people out there who may be interested and say, well, I'm not really, you know, artistically inclined. It sounds like it doesn't matter, just to be there
matter.
For them.
That's right.
That is great. So the programs are going to be held on what days again?
On Tuesdays.
Okay.
We are starting next week for 6 weeks, and it'll be from 10:30 to 11:30 is the actual class. And we will have volunteers come a little early and stay a little late. We do want people to sign up before the first class. Mm-hmm. Because we need a volunteer for each student.
Right.
For each artist.
Absolutely.
And so the artist needs a volunteer, so we want to make sure we have enough volunteers for each one.
It sounds like a great program. And moving ahead, again, let's give folks the number so that they can, if they're interested in one way or another, become part of OMA.
So you can call it Countryside and Crystal or Cindy, 945-0827.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for bringing this program to South Dakota. Sounds like it's really going to be a good one for folks in the area, and just hope there's a great turnout each and every class.
I agree.
All right.
And the people are more than welcome to take it more than once. Mm-hmm. Volunteers are welcome to volunteer as many times as they want. We're just planning an ongoing class.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, ladies, and look forward to hearing how this program goes.
Thank you.
All right. There's Cindy Meyer and Crystal Hansen joining us from Countryside this morning. Reach out to them if you're interested in any way being part of this new program and seeing how you can help out as well. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.